I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
It'll be pretty loud.
Yeah! Bowls of spaghetti pouring out of Jack's bag.
No, my library!
I knew you'd been carrying pasta and not books.
I think they're going to say something like, we should help them find the car.
Murray, hang back.
Ooh!
Freeze!
He clacka-clacka-clackas his claws.
And also, this very sentient crab is here.
This is going good.
Kill the tabaxi.
Trap! Shoot!
Crab Doran, you in on this?
Sweaty and exhausted and defeated morally at the top.
Yep. Murray, how'd you do?
I got a 10.
Perfect. You're barely faster than Jack. It's a race of the nerds. Yeah.
We're going to take on a Thane, and we can barely climb a rope. This does not bode well.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is Season 2, Episode 54, Mental Giant.
MVP this week is Stuff and Such RQG, who's absolutely crushing all contenders in the Fan Art Olympics. They were mentioned last week during our shout-out for their amazing animatic that you can see in the description of last week's notes.
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Whatever. Thank you, Stuff and Such RQG. You're this week's MVP.
Extra Life 2023 is just around the corner. Join us on Saturday, September 23rd as we stream for 24 hours straight in order to raise money for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. This is our 7th year participating in this incredible charity event, and we've got loads of fun stuff planned, so you don't want to miss it. Check out our Discord for all the details, or tune in on Twitch or YouTube to catch the event live. Donation details are in the episode description.
All right, should we do it?
Yeah, let's play some D&D!
Whoop, whoop!
I saw a meme the other day, and it was titled something like, if you want a man to talk to you for the next 4 hours, ask him this question. And I thought, well, why not? Nersal, you're going to have to take
peace
a fucking
out, losers.
Back seat to this
I'm out of here.
Boys only.
Bye, guys. I'll be over here in the back of the room.
Oh, no.
Yes, I have tried, but my ribs got in the way.
Oh, no. The context was, I think, that it was like a dating site. So it was like kind of like an opener, get to know you question. But that question is, what is the most powerful animal you think you could defeat in combat?
Oh,
if anyone has an answer.
No, there's only one thing. No, hold on. Stop down, guys. Okay, hold on, boy.
So,
unnecessarily gendered questions for 100, Alex.
Which is the question?
What is the animal that you think that you could defeat?
What's the most powerful animal that
so
you
So, not
think
the
you
other
you
question
defeat?
That you're doing.
What?
How you make a guy talk for hours about something?
Oh no,
that was like the premise of the question.
Oh, I got you.
But I like that as a secondary question.
I get you.
Reasoning.
I do want to start with Alex Nersal because she's the broiest one on the podcast.
It was arm day yesterday.
It's true. eating ribs.
Yep.
Yeah, just ripping
those
away.
Those tires
at them.
In the background of your.
Animals are stronger than you think they're going to be. Like, you always kind of underestimate it. And you're like, I can take that on. And you're like, I don't know, man. They got, like, claws and sharp things. You kind of have to, like, remove predators from it because they can rip my head off. Like, even a small cat, like predator could eat my face.
Natural weapons.
Yeah, yeah. My best bet would probably be either like a medium to large goat or a sort of medium to a small to medium deer.
You took mine. You took of all of the animals in the world, I was going to say goat.
How to find out? Talk to the women in your life. Find out if they could fight a goat. This is the gender divide.
On the one hand, very strong, muscular animal.
They got
right?
horns. They'll eat cans. They're like
they're fast.
Yeah,
they're very mean.
You said this came from like a dating site type of question.
Yeah.
So I wonder, you know, like a lot of women these days are like, oh, I won't date a short man, a man under 6 feet.
Sure.
And then the guys should be like, I won't date a woman who can't fight a goat.
That's my line.
You can't defeat a goat. If you can't defeat a goat,
I won't date a woman not tougher than a goat.
Don't bother contacting me.
But meet my roommate.
You're going to have to use your wiles. Because it's going to charge you, you know?
Yeah. That's the thing is that like they're fast. They've got hooves. They've got horns. They've got like bitey teeth. Like they'll get you. Like
how are you going to do it? Is the follow up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What's your strategy?
I feel like I would spend a lot of time trying to like first tire it out without taking too many hits to like my legs and stuff. So sort of trying to like duck around it until I could eventually get it like sort of slowed down enough that I could get it in a headlock and then drop it. So like basically go like high school wrestling on it and try to like get that thing just on the ground. From there, I don't know. Do I have something?
No.
Did you kill it?
Absolutely not.
Oh, this is just fists.
Bare hands.
It's just hands and fists and legs and stuff. The parts of your body that you have on you right now.
Can't believe
it's
a headbutt a goat.
Yeah.
I think I got mine.
Mine would be a man. Greatest.
Whoa. I think there is a strong case to be made that I could take a crocodile.
No.
I've watched enough Crocodile Hunter that's, you know, because you're not on a straight on fight, maybe like there's, but if you get their jaws shut, you can hold them shut and then it's just wrestling.
You're going to have to be able to choose the location though, because if you let alligator choose.
But if they're choosing the location and I'm going to take a sip at the watering hole in the middle of the night, I'm fucked. I get that. Like
we're gonna all watch Rob die to a crocodile. Yeah.
If you choose the location, it's in a pool of barbecue
sleep
sauce.
On the grass, and I
have this image of Rob like walking up to a crocodile, and all of us just watching. He's like, "Don't worry, guys." And then we just get Robbie watching.
I can't wait until Dice Shame goes to Florida.
I don't want to go to Florida.
I don't. Nobody wants to go.
No, I don't want to go to Florida. But I'm just saying, because if I had to go anywhere and see Rob fight a crocodile, it would probably be in Florida.
Shame goes to the Everglades.
I don't want to, but I think
listen, I'm going on the side of Rob. I believe in Rob.
Oh,
I think Rob's got a point. Once you get those jaws closed, they don't
then
have
it's
a
just
lot of
the giant body you need to worry about whipping you
like,
off.
He didn't say how big of an alligator.
That's true. And he said crocodile, but that's true.
Whatever. They're the same.
But for me, no, they're not. The alligator is a lot more docile than crocodile.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what croc?
If you guys need a man to talk for 4 hours, just ask him about the difference between a crocodile.
Well, the gators are from here. The rounded mouth. No, it's like
listen, I just think that, you know, when it comes to, you know, wrestling an alligator versus a goat, I just feel like the scales are just so uneven. Like, what if you lose against a goat? Okay, so you get rammed in the face or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But if you lose against that crocodile,
you're fucking dead.
You're like losing an arm or at least, you know?
I'm not saying it's 100%, but I'm saying it's at least 51 or better to 49% in my favor versus the gator.
Fair.
Or crocodile.
And to be fair.
Oh, I like that. In your favor versus the gator.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Rob chose a much more powerful
mm-hmm.
opponent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Rob's winning this competition
yeah.
right now.
Well,
this
no, because he'd lose it, but he's winning the bigger animal.
Yeah. I would rather not lose.
Yeah, I mean,
how embarrassing though to see fucking Rob go up against a crocodile and ace it, and then we're like, all right, it's goat time, and we both lose.
Yeah. Just a really angry squirrel. That's my other. If you really had to ask me,
I could go. What size dog is Louis?
Louis about 25 pounds.
Was that small, medium, large? It's not
large. I would call him a smaller, medium dog.
I could probably take on a medium dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 100% win rate, you're.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have one factor going for me that many people don't. I don't like dogs.
I was waiting.
Most people, like, honestly, most people would be like, oh, I don't want to hurt you. I'd be like, come over here.
Wow.
No, I'm teasing.
Projecting much.
No, but like, that's why I was asking.
It's funny because I've often thought the same
but
way.
But I could take
it. I'm not a huge fan of dogs. And
what happened to you guys?
I feel like when you're fighting something, it can't be something that you feel sympathetic for.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be like this basket of kittens. Let's go. Like
exactly. Well, although how many I could take.
How many kittens could you take?
A lot. Funny you say that, though, because dog came to mind for me, too. But I was like walking down the street and I saw this guy walking a pretty mean looking pit bull. And I thought,
if it's pit bulls in the mix, then I rescind my.
Well, they're a dog, right? And I guess
it's a fighting medium sized dog.
You could fight like a large golden doodle.
I think we think it would be easier to because they're like smaller. But it's a lot like.
Are you going with dog too, then?
No, I'm not going to.
Fight dog.
Coyote.
Because I honestly don't
down
think.
Down with the hound? Is that what.
You know, we're talking about being in battles and like fighting. And I actually considered like, oh man, if I got slashed by a knife or something, you just cover it up and you're like, okay, got to get to the. But, you know, I scratched my leg on the table or whatever. And you're like, ah, oh, that really hurt. Oh. And then you're like,
I stubbed my toe.
The table's not trying to get you though.
And then I go to like lift something and I'm like, oh, this garbage can is so heavy. And it's like 25 pounds. If I was a 25 pound dog. I think the key word for me is reasonable.
I don't think I'd come out unscathed.
A cat, I could 100% take.
But like, you hear stories of people dying because they get mauled by dogs
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but they're usually like big dogs.
What's the biggest animal you could take 51% of the time?
Oh, you know what?
I could probably fight a horse 51%.
Honestly, a polar bear.
I could fight a grizzly bear 51% of the time. I mean, it could always just die dead of old age.
So if we took 100 Harlans from 100 different universes and put them up against 100 grizzly bears or polar bears or whatever you're...
I've seen the edge enough. Oh, not a polar bear.
A black bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Black bear, yes. Easy. Grizzly bear, tougher. Polar bear, fucking dead.
Black bear, easy?
Yeah. Compared to a grizzly?
Well,
if I had to fight either one, I'd probably fight the black bear, but I'd still lose.
Yeah, black bear is way easier than grizzly, and grizzly's way easier than polar.
For
it
sure.
Goes black, grizzly, polar.
Well, on the other hand, though,
very strongly about
National Park Service for the states, if you get attacked by a brown bear or a grizzly bear, you're supposed to play dead. If you get attacked by a black bear, do not play dead.
Just scare it away.
Try and punch it in the face. Yeah. Fight and kick to the death.
Yeah.
Play dead for a brown or a grizzly bear. But
this
a black
is
bear
good
will
information.
Fuck you up.
This is good
I'm filing
information.
Filing this away.
I came across it the other day, and it was not what I expected to know when I had to plan about fighting bears.
I knew that about bears.
Yeah.
And polar bear, just die.
That's your
fucked.
Only job.
Just
you
die.
Are fucked. Let me tell you, if a polar bear comes, you are fucked.
I think I've got it.
What do you got? What's your animal?
Caterpillar.
No. Nice. Is it one of those poisonous ones?
Is it at least don't a poisonous caterpillar?
You know what I could take? And it would be wily, because I still think I could take a dog, genuinely. A fucking Canadian goose.
Oh, they're such jerks.
Yeah.
I know. And it would be a worthy battle. Yes, it would be like, okay.
It's got air superiority.
It's got air superiority. It's got reach.
It's got big ass wings. The CR on a goose is like way up there.
Yeah, but it's got a big neck. Lots to grab.
I also think that'd be funny to think of, like, what's the animal that you think you could take out, but like would actually be harder, because there's a bunch that are like
gators.
honestly, and I didn't want to say it, but goat, fucking big goat with big ass horns. I'm sorry, but that's gonna they're like those fucking dinosaurs.
I'm not talking mountain goat. No. I'm talking like
farm goat,
baby goat,
billy goat.
Like when you scare them and they fall over.
Yeah, screaming goat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna win. Yeah.
Thank you, fainting goat.
Oh, man. Yeah, no.
My plan is to scare it and kill it.
I'm gonna bring a pot and pan and I'm gonna bang them together and then that'll be it. No. Not like a mountain goat. Like a billy goat. Like a farm. Like a mean farm goat. Like not like
the little billy goat crop.
Not from the witch.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like, I don't need Black Phillip coming at me.
That's what
he
I
doesn't
mean.
Get
Black
to have
Phillip
big tall
huge.
Horns. Because
well,
then I'm
mean.
Just
like,
gonna fucking
some goats are real
get
big.
Eviscerated. Yeah.
You can't just
I'm not gonna play
me.
With that.
Then I'm allowed to bring a knife. Or at the very least a lance.
No, you don't. You only get natural weapons. If you get a knife, then the goat gets a knife.
Tie a knife to
it. Like
head.
You strapped
like
to something? Or
that's right.
I think that's maybe. Right. I think maybe a serious, more serious answer, just to throw different things out there, might be like a small shark, like a shark, though.
Ooh.
You know, because they've only got the one dangerous part, which is their mouth. You keep that's yourself.
True. You're gonna have to be in the water. How good are you at swimming?
Well, I'm a pretty good swimmer, but like. You know, I just think
sharks are like pure muscle, man.
I know, like, but they're not always like great whites. I mean, they can be small. Yeah.
How if you long? Get them, if you get them by the snout,
yeah.
You can like move them.
Are we talking like a 6 foot shark?
Yeah,
five
maybe
foot
like
shark?
Maybe like a 4 foot shark. You can just like punch it in the nose with a you dodging with a knife. I just
you don't get a knife though, or else the shark gets a knife.
Right. Well, it's got knives, little knives in its mouth.
I mean, I think you could take out dogs versus one shark.
Yeah.
Alex. Just putting in there. They're like all muscle. That's all they are.
I really don't know.
All they want to do is
and they're
bite
slippery
you.
And smooth. There's nothing to grab.
It's a tooth tube.
They just slip through, bite you, twist, and your arm pops off. Like, it's not, they're really, really
if we're talking reasonable, scary. Real, I think I could still face a raccoon. It would be scary as hell, but I think I could.
Raccoon, you could definitely take.
I get
could
scratched
you fight
up.
A snake? A big snake.
What about a porcupine?
A porcupine? Sure.
I think a beaver would be harder than one would expect because they are faster than you think they are. They are basically just big, dense.
You can fucking kick a beaver, no problem. You can just kick it to death.
You can't just kick it.
But it's true. You can't
they
kick
are,
it to
they
you can
are
just
jerks,
kick it to death.
So
why?
Kick it!
Dun, 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 dun. Beavers are dead, stupid beavers.
I should have prefaced this question with, I used to be a vegan for 11 years. What animal would you murder, given the chance?
Yeah. Speaking of murdering animals.
Yeah, oh, no. Let's play some Dungeons & Dragons.
See how long Kieran lives this episode.
Kieran,
yeah,
no.
He's in trouble, isn't he? He couldn't take a badger.
Shall we do it?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's play some D&D.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Just gotta get into character.
Coming out of the darkness of the caverns and tunnels of Deadstone Cleft, our heroes stand in the canyon river, having spotted two stone giants up ahead, seemingly motionless.
Red looks up ahead. There is an entrance to the west, the area you want to go, but you said it's 60 feet up?
It is 60 feet up.
Red turns to the others. I mean, I could scale that and hang some pitons and find a way to get all of us up there. Or, and he gestures to the cave entrance, which is sort of across the river to their immediate east, we could filter through and cross that stone bridge.
Red, Jack hasn't broke eye contact with the two stone giants who are looking at us, right? Did you say they turned to look at us, or have they not noticed us yet? Maybe I'm...
They don't seem to have noticed you. There are these rivulets of water that are pouring down all over the statue of the stone giant, and it's causing quite a lot of noise. There's like a waterfall, so the stone giant statue is kind of like almost stepping out of this waterfall, and there's a lot of mist being kicked up as well.
I'm wondering if we have a better chance climbing up 60 feet if I just hold on to this crab and the crab climbs.
Does the crab have climbing speed?
No, but it's super strong. And I am not.
I don't know, maybe.
He's beefy.
It'll be pretty loud. I mean, there are two giants down there. And you said the giants that are at the end of this valley are in repose? They're like...
They're kneeling. It looks like praying, maybe, to this statue. Anyone who has been to the Eye of the World recognizes this statue as...
Adam the Allfather.
No.
Yep. That's him.
The Stone Bones one. Whatever.
Stone
that,
Bones, that's right. The deity of the stone giants. So they appear to be praying to this statue.
Huh.
Their weapons are on the ground as well, just lying in the stream.
Hey, why don't we go up and steal a stone giant's club?
As I say, why don't we try and ambush them?
Do they look petrified? Like, are their chests heaving with breath?
They do not look petrified. These look different. You can tell because it's daylight. There are slight movements, maybe. They're not facing you, so it's not like you're seeing their mouths move or something, but maybe after a minute, one of them, like, shakes his head, or, like, there are micro movements here.
They're not talking to each other, are they?
Doesn't seem like it.
Hmm. And do they look physically different than the other giants that we've encountered?
Your passive perception's 20.
Nat 20, and I have a 600-foot view when I fire my longbow. 200 feet is nothing.
Did you want to roll perception to see if you can get higher than that 20?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Natural one.
Oh. Oh.
No!
I don't even think there's a stone giant, really.
I think that's just my cousin.
We've seen so many statues. How can you tell the difference?
I mean, look, if we want to climb, let's climb. And Red starts moving up towards the 60-foot drop. I mean, it's a direct route. There's no sense in trying to fuddle through the underhalls when we know where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Are you trying to be stealthy?
Yes, definitely.
Totally.
Stealthy.
Totally being stealthy.
Everyone roll crab stealth.
Okay.
Oh my god. For fuck's sakes, there's two natural ones in a row for stealth.
No! Jack Page! And without the benefit of Pass Without Trace.
Yeah,
no.
This is a 3 instead of that 13 I had last time.
Well, like pasta without trace.
That's right.
Pasta without
Mari?
Trace.
Mari?
16. Just bowls of spaghetti pouring out of Jack's bag, clanging down the hill. There's fettuccine everywhere.
No, my library.
I knew you'd been carrying pasta and not books.
Pasta's a reasonable way to record knowledge.
Pasta without trace.
Doran?
22.
I only got a 13. And Red's going to keep an eye on these giants as we move up. I mean, he's laser focused on them.
Mm-hmm.
As the four of you move to the base of this cliff, preparing to make the 60-foot ascent, one of the stone giants' heads turns.
Freeze! Nobody move. There's an elf, a tabaxi, a genasi, and a giant crab, like, frozen in tableau.
She regards your party calmly.
Huh? Red does one of those animal head tilts.
Slowly stands up and
leaving
faces
her
you.
Club on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Right. Huh. Red puts his bow away.
Her head is tilted almost quizzically.
Red tilts back. I almost feel like they're mirroring their motions. Like,
yeah.
Red tilts his head and she tilts her head, and he tilts it the other way and she tilts it the other way. Then he raises his hand and she doesn't.
She says something to her companion.
I have the observant feet.
Ooh,
which
ooh,
means
ooh.
I
reading.
Can read lips.
Ah!
From very far away if I understand the language, and I speak giant.
You cannot hear because of the waterfall, but you watch her lips move, and you catch the words in giant. How curious.
And Red turns to the others. She said, how curious.
Her male companion turns, regards you, and also begins to stand up.
I wait a second, just because I want to see if they talk again, because that observant feed has never come into play yet in a meaningful way.
I think you used it once before.
I know, and This is fucking amazing, because it's such a benefit to get to understand what they say. Do they talk anymore in the next 30 seconds?
I think they're going to say something like, we should help them find the conch.
Maybe.
We made dinner. Come on in.
He says, do they know they are about to enter the temple? And she says back to him, it is forbidden.
Okay. Red turns to the others and he relays what he just saw.
What if we like threw up a big illusion that said like praise Scorious Stone Bones or whatever in giant, just to like show that we knew what was going on here?
I mean, we could. Let's talk to them. Look, they're not throwing boulders. Let's do it. And Red like starts skipping across the water.
One of the giants, the male, reaches down almost like nervously towards his club as you approach.
And Red holds
I
up
put
his
up hands. I hold up my hands as well, and above them the words
kill the tabaxi.
Murray, hang back, hang back.
All respect to Scorious Stone Bones appear in giant.
Well, now we're bluffing though.
It's just those words. All respect to him. All I'm trying to communicate is we don't want to fight you. We're not trying to be, you know.
Give little, ask lots.
Yeah, the giants share a look between the two of them that's quizzical. But he doesn't make another move towards picking up the club as you approach. How close are you getting?
I'm going to walk kind of like you would like to a rabid animal, you know, or like a wild animal where you're like taking a step, judging the reaction and like holding your hands up. And Red will, when he's sort of within, I don't know, like I would get to where they could hear me. And then in giant, I would say, we want to talk friendly. Say something like that in giant.
all of this conversation should just be assumed by the listener to be just a bunch of syllables that sound like rocks falling down.
Yeah, Mari has no clue. She's hopped up on Doran's crab back again, and she's riding along, but she's ready to like pretend that almost like Doran's like a familiar rather than being like, and also this very sentient crab is here. It's like, no. Mm-hmm. So she sort of like pats Doran and she's like, play dumb.
Yeah.
Or play dumber.
Despite himself, Jack can't help but get just as up close as Red, knowing that he can't run his way fast. But, you know, talking to giants, that's always his vibe.
The male stone giant says, you are not with the barbarians?
We are guests of the barbarians. Red says.
Friendly with the...
We spoke with the Oracle at the pinnacle of the world. It's led us on a pilgrimage here.
Red, like, shoots you a look and then, like, kind of slowly pans his head back. It's more information.
The woman says, you spoke with the Oracle, and yet you are not giant kind.
We got giant hearts.
Giant spirits.
Giant crab.
Huge one. Do you want to see him?
Huge giant.
Red says, what is your name?
Skarda.
Hi, Skarda. You and...
And this is Bildra.
Hello. The two of you were praying? Red kind of asks.
She looks up at this huge statue. Now brought even to more of an impressive height with you being dwarfed by its feet. It's like that scene in Lord of the Rings when they're like traveling in that little boat.
Yes.
Yeah. The kings of old
or
whatever.
These are my kings of old.
Exactly. We come here for guidance.
Guidance in what way?
The man says, we pray that Scorea Stone Bones will give us wisdom. For the Thane is not in her mind.
And Red, like, raises an imperceptible eyebrow. Only Jack catches it. And Red's like, how so?
What ails your Thane?
Yeah, yes. Redundant, but yes.
I just want to echo, I want to participate.
Meanwhile, Amari sitting back there, just sort of like legs dangling over the side of Crab Dora. Not a single clue what is happening. She does not speak giant, so all she hears is like, wah, wah, wah.
Gotta give her a thumbs up behind my back, just like, this is going good.
I imagine Mari and Crab Dora are like sharing an apple. Like, Mari takes a bite and hands it down and like grabs it with his giant thing and takes a bite and then brings it back to Mari and is like covered in spittle and slime.
Yeah, she's just wiping it off. Just like, you know what? You keep it.
Mari, from your vantage atop of Crab Doran, you actually see that inside of one of the statue's eyes, there is a distinct glimmer. Some kind of something is lodged up there in the left eye.
Oh.
Just something that you see while this is happening.
She's just watching and keeps an eye on that and looks back down at the
the imperceptible conversation that's happening in front of her.
How so? Mm.
The Thane is using the Ordning as an excuse to wreak desolation upon the lands.
Oh, man.
Not all stone giants stand with
her. Anti-fascist stone giants?
How many of you here don't stand with her?
It is hard to say.
Ha, I get it. Stone.
Speaking against her can prove dangerous. We are here, then, for guidance.
In your hope, what do you desire to happen to the Thane?
We hope for the will of Scorias to be enacted, whatever that may be.
We are enacting the will of Scorias.
We've stood at the statue of Scorias at the spine of the world, and it's led us here. If we went to speak to your Thane, would you stand in our way?
No, we would not.
Would you stand with us?
We will not.
If you were Thane, would you stop the desolation on the people of this land?
The female stone giant looks thoughtfully up at the waterfall, clad god, at this icon for a minute, and then turns back to you. If it is the will of Scorias Stonebones, yes. But I have not heard a true word from the mouth of this god in all my years. And now to have the Thane speak so clearly on his behalf troubles me.
Would you be willing to not take up arms against the Thane, but to remove other giants that may be around her so that we may be alone with her?
You will not defeat her. She is powerful and you are small.
We are sent here on behalf of your god.
If that be so, then you will succeed.
Ah.
Or did the god put you in our path to help us?
The male stone giant nods in agreement with you, Red.
We were wandering down this river and came across you. You did not throw a stone and we did not throw one back. I believe that we are sent here on his will and that you are destined to make sure we get to that Thane alone.
Yeah!
I ask you not to attack her, but to ensure that we are not disturbed and to remove other stone giants so that we may speak with her and deal with her alone.
Those giants within the temple are certainly loyal. We cannot enter.
Doran, in his crab form, sort of does a standing clawing into the air. He stands up on his hind 2 feet.
A war crab.
And claws up into the air in sort of a way to say, you know, we're here and we're going to make it happen.
Perhaps simply a walk around the mountainside with any who you could take with you might clear your heads and help you reconnect with your god.
This may be so.
Could you offer information about this area? The layout, or perhaps ways that we could approach the Thane that might be advantageous to the will of your god?
To the east of you, there are caverns that contain the barbarian tribesfolk. They are loyal to the Thane, tooth and claw. This cavern to the west is our temple. Only the most fervent supporters of the Thane are permitted inside. And within, she communes with the Steinfang.
What is the Steinfang?
The Steinfang is that through which the deities can speak.
Has that always been the case, or is this a new development?
Since the Ordning, Thane Caelithica has been speaking on its behalf.
Does she ever leave the cavern? Does she have quarters or something like that?
She stays in the temple often.
Does she sleep privately in a room? Does she ever sleep?
No.
Is there any point that she's alone? Ever?
We do not sleep. we enter Olak Mora.
Right. We saw some people in that. What would happen if the Thane was killed? To all the other stone giants here, to yourselves, what would you do?
A new order would be evolved.
Who would take over as Thane? You would wait for your god to pick, or someone would step up?
We would await a command. Usually, the leaders of this canyon are the greatest artists of a generation.
If we were to camp here, and Red Gestures to, like, a clear area by them, would you be able to protect us for the night?
We could serve as sentry, yes. But it is morning.
Well, we might not need to nap right now. Well, there we go. We got a safe place to nap, which is great. A short rest if we wanted to. Is the temple just up there? And he points to the entrance 60 feet up.
And she nods at you.
And is the Thane just inside?
Another nod.
All right. Your Thane will be no more tonight. Oh, meta though, do we want to rest before doing this? Like, if it's just here, does it make sense to do a short rest? Might as well, right?
I'm good to go.
I mean, I would get my arrows back, and I've already spent two, so it would be beneficial for me.
You've been in here for about an hour.
All right. I don't need to, I guess, for me. If everybody else needs to, that's fine. I'll follow the lead.
I'd like a few hit dice.
If we have the time, and we have guards.
But yeah, yeah. But we also, how many charges do we have on the healing staff? If we're going to rest after, top us all up and let's get her done.
But I would also get two arrows back.
Yeah.
Well, all right. If we want to push through, we'll push through.
It's entirely your call. There's benefits and detriments.
I think we've had one encounter, and it's probably in the spirit of D&D not to stop and rest and be those guys.
Okay.
I'm with you, Rob. No rest for the wicked, says the crab man.
Red comes back to the others and says, well, let's do this. They're happy to help us. And we might as well get it over with.
Yeah, because Mari can see Jack in the background standing their hands on hips, impatiently tapping his foot like like a parent waiting for their kid to come out. But yeah, it sounds like you guys had a long conversation because Mari understood zero of it. So
yes, they seem to be on our side. They're not happy with the Thane. Hmm. I mean, they think that we'll die up there with the Thane, but I say we just go up. Crabs are blazing.
That's in Thane.
Good. Very good.
They're very religious. Apparently, this is a place of art, which is interesting for giants.
Stone giant art.
I didn't know that existed.
As long as we can take her down and the others that are in there, I think we should be good.
Once we're in there, I'd beware of a thing called the Steinfang. Apparently, it talks to the Thane or something.
Yeah. I wonder. And Red sort of drifts off for a second. Makes me wonder who's behind this. Almost like someone is poisoning the well, as it were. But either way, it's definitely something I want to look at when this is all done.
Mari is, yeah, sort of like, she's still sitting kind of on Doran, but then sort of like crouches down and leans very close to Red and just goes, there's something glittering up there in the eye of the statue.
Oh.
I don't know what it is.
Red cocks an eyebrow and looks casually. Can I see it with my natural 20 perception?
Yeah, you're plenty perceptive and you've got good vision. With Mari pointing it out to you, you're able to discern through these jets of shimmering water cascading down this huge statue. There is a strange glimmer coming from the left eye. Looks like an orb of some kind.
Yeah, I see it. It's a bit of a gamble to try to get it before the Thane, but I definitely think we could grab it after.
Yeah, I can't use magic from this height to get to it, but maybe if I can get a little closer, I could try to push it forward with the water.
Jack talked to these guys, and they seem pretty happy about going on a walk. I'm sure they'll be the same after the Thane. They won't really mind.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put a pin in that and come back and grab that thing after, because it looks pretty precious.
Yeah, that's the least of our concerns.
All right. Well, I'm pretty much ready to go. While Crab Doran is still crabby, what do you say we ask these people to help lift us up?
Crab Doran, you in on this?
He clackers his claws in excitement.
All right.
Mari, I see you and I still have a couple of scratches. Maybe that staff of healing of yours could help us out if we're going to face off a Thane.
Yeah.
How many charges do you have left?
6.
All right.
I'll take a bit of that too, actually, if you're healing up.
And as she does that, she also slips her hand into the bag and puts her hand on the sickle, because that gives me that +2.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
If you expend the last charge, roll a d20. On a 1, the staff vanishes in a flash of light, lost forever. I love that.
Should I just blow through the charges, or?
Well, let's see where we get at 4 charges spent. And like, I need 18 hit points to be full. I don't know what anybody else is.
Yeah, who are you expending them on, 1 by 1?
I'm 47 to 65, so I need 18 hit points to be full.
I only need 5 hit points back.
Oh, yeah, and I need 30 back.
So do you first. Like, we can
do
maybe
yourself first, Maori.
Put your own mask on before anyone else's.
You can't pour from an empty chalice.
Can't squeeze blood from a stone.
Crab Doran, any strategies that you want to run in and pinch, I guess?
No, I mean, ideally, my thinking is to try and grapple whoever I attack. You know, I'm thinking like big giant crab, 2 claws, grab him at the neck, grab him on the legs, and lift him above my head. Maybe do one of those, I wish I knew wrestling better. What's the one where he breaks the back, you know?
Backbreaker?
Yeah.
The one where he breaks the back, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe that's Batman.
Murray pulls out the staff, and as it glows, she taps herself, Red and Jack, with it. And a little shimmer sort of appears down them.
Nice.
Chilly.
Cool. How many points of healing did you get back, Murray?
I got back 27.
All right.
So hey. With how many charges?
Right.
Jack gets back 12.
Sweet.
Red gets back 9.
All right. What about Crab Doran? I'm just kidding.
And how many charges do you have left?
I have 1.
1 safety charge.
Do, 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 do.
Good as it's gonna get.
All right. Well, let's do this thing. I'll go see if the giants can lift us up. Red comes back with the giant, and he says, "Lift me up." And when he gets up halfway, he scampers to the top, hammers in a piton, and drops a rope.
Great.
All right, let's do it.
All right. I love you pulling up my own body weight. It's yeah, very
that's the
fun.
Thing. It's not the, yeah. I guess it's not the heights, it's the climbing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can make a climb check with advantage. Anyone who does not have a climb speed. And the DC is significantly lowered because of Red's python and rope that you can take advantage of.
Hey, Noodle Arms got me a 9.
Hey! Nice. Yep, you climb up that rope, just like gym class.
Yes.
Heck yeah. Sweaty and exhausted and defeated morally at the top.
Yep.
And bullied. Come on.
Mari, how'd you do?
I got a 10.
Perfect. You're barely faster than Jack. It's a race of the nerds.
Yeah.
We're going to take on a Thane and we can barely climb a rope. This does not bode well.
Stop running up the hill. It's just stop showing off.
I love the idea that these two giants are like, they're going to take on the Thane. There's like people like,
Crab Doran?
That's going to be a 21.
Wow.
Yeah, you're great.
Yep. It sure is.
21.
He's just scaling. Carapacing up.
Carapace.
In short order, the 4 of you are atop this 60-foot ledge looking down at the stone giants, looking up at you, vaguely amused maybe that you're going to be trying this task. And the cavern mouth yawns before you, heading west into the stone wall.
Red will cast Pass Without Trace, snap his fingers as it envelops, and he'll take the lead, quietly, looking around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It is extremely dark in this corridor, unlit by torch or campfire light. You can only see 60 feet ahead of you.
60 feet? Why, that's as far as I can see.
Crab Doran, shut the fuck up. Slap him.
No, Crab Doran.
Oh, God, the concentration. You actually hit Mari, knocks the concentration out. And yeah.
I hit Mari, actually.
Red, why?
Red will lean in and start entering the passageway, keeping a very close eye on the floor for any sort of tricks and traps, with a passive 17 to investigate.
Okay. The carvings on the walls and floor here are even more beautiful than you'd seen in the entire rest of this cavern complex, if that's at all possible. Apart from that, you don't notice anything.
And Red steps in.
Trap! Shook!
I mean, it would be the first time.
Everyone else following behind?
Yeah, Jack's close behind also, you know, halfway obsessed with the architecture and what it means for there to be artistic giants, but also scanning for any cracks or crevices or illusions or things that, you know, we might have used on others to trip them up.
Fools.
And I think Doran is bringing up the rear, as usual, ready to overtake his compadres and attack anything in front.
Excellent.
Yeah, and Mari's just sort of in the middle, sort of closer to Jack, just looking at all these carvings, both amazed by them, but also trying to see if there's any kind of like arcane knowledge she can see it in a scene or like a pattern or something. She's just sort of trying to observe them.
Everyone make a stealth check, please.
Oh, really?
Come on.
Is this with 10, adding 10?
Correct.
That's right. Mari.
25.
Red.
31.
Ooh.
Jack.
26.
Doran.
29.
Wow, you stealthy motherfuckers.
We're doing this.
We're so quiet.
You figured it out by now.
Little kitten paws.
You got your velvet shoes on.
Yeah.
Stealthily you make your way along this corridor. It's about 40 feet wide, 40 feet high, and as I said, completely pitch black.
Red continues forward.
It's hard because it's kind of like a twisty, turny corridor, so you can't really fully see 60 feet ahead of you until you like round the bend. Do you know what I mean?
Just around the river bend, I look once more.
Just around the river bend.
And you move into the darkness. 20 feet, 40 feet, 60 feet. It's unnervingly quiet. Red, as you move east and then west and then east, continuing south down this dark hallway, begins to open up to a wider room to the west of you. And then, just on the periphery of your dark vision, you see a large shape, a stone giant standing there. You don't seem to have seen you, but that's all you can perceive right now. You do hear a faraway grinding sound, as well as the muted pop of mud bubbles coming from somewhere below you.
Once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Adam Fry, Amanda Kitchener, Amy Garza, Anne, Atholagoth, Cecil Lee Wilson, Jerry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Casey, D.S., Dippity, Elizabeth H., Flynn, Gareth Bradshaw, Haley again, Harper the Marks, Indrid Hartley, Jekyll, J.D., Joy Robinson, Jory, K.R., KM, Cade, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the Left, Leader J, Lizzie Demon, Lorelei Feldman, Matilda Rushing, Melinda Curley, Moon, Melissa, Merlin, Sam C, Regan, Ren, Ruth Ann Reed, Scotty, S-Ray 96, Tony Pepperoni, Xander Morning Dove, Zephyrus, and Zach House. Woo!
Oh, grind on me, baby.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I thought for a second it wasn't recording.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.